No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop.
Rain, rain, go away. Some, come back another day. Yeah. How that song used to go? No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is Friday. It's raining. You ain't got nowhere to go. It's gonna rain most of the day today, man. Listen, I'm looking at the forecast and all I see is raindrops. Raindrops falling on your street. Raindrops falling on your head. It's gonna rain on your head. 61 degrees. Today's high is gonna top out right near 72, between 72 and 75, depending on this rain. But yeah, you can expect rain all day long. If you're waking up right now and you gotta leave out the house, you're gonna be leaving out to some downpours, some wet streets, some a little bit of flooding out there. Be careful out there. I was watching the news about a couple days ago, and they said we had so much rain last year that we could have went half the year this year without any rain, and we still would have been straight for our rain totals for this year. So all the rain that we've been getting is just adding up, and it's going to make a good rain total for next year because we already surpassed all that. Yeah, so rain all day long. Get your raincoat, get your umbrella, and go on and move about and be safe. Make sure you slow down, increase the following distance, and turn up the radio and listen to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start a new day.
What's up, though?
Good morning.
Hey, you alright?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
You alright?
I'm wonderful.
You wonderful?
How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. How did that song go? Rain, rain, go away.
Like that.
And then what else? What was the next line, though, boy?
Come again another day.
Come again another day. Okay. I forgot the stanza. Jessica, how was your night last night?
Night was great. Celebrated my little goddaughter's birthday.
I saw you in the veil. Ain't that her name?
Yes.
Vey-Vey.
Vaya, yes. Celebrated her birthday as she turned 5, and so... I think that's when you really just start understanding exactly what a birthday is and the celebration and things like that. So as soon as you called her, she was going, "It's my birthday. Tell me happy birthday. It's my birthday. Tell me happy birthday." So yeah, we celebrated her yesterday.
I heard you talking to her on the phone yesterday. She said, "Hey, today my birthday." Mm-hmm. You gotta love kids at that age, man.
Yeah. So we went over there. She had a birthday cake. She had her birthday balloon. She got kinetic sand.
Mm-hmm. Kids love that too. Yeah. That little kinetic sand. Mm-hmm. Did we have something like that? I don't remember having
it. It was really simple because she got kinetic. Well, these are the two gifts that I saw that she was playing with the most. It was kinetic sand and a squishy ball.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in heaven. She was like, "This is great. It's kinetic sand and a ball.
It don't take much.
It don't take much at all, man." Yeah. So, shout out to her for her birthday.
Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Burpee.
I say good morning.
Gaffney.
Good morning.
Spartanburg.
Good morning.
Lancaster.
Good morning.
Shout out America.
Good
Rock morning. Rakim Gastonia. What's up, Burpee? How you feeling in the morning?
You doing a little something extra.
Yeah, Rakim Gastonia. You know, Concord, okay. Too. They love us, so I had to shout them out, put them in there.
What's happening, boy?
You good?
I'm good, man.
How was your night last night? Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Everything was good last night. I had a good night. My baby got her back tucked.
What?
Her back tucked.
A back tuck?
Yeah.
A flip.
Back flip with no hands.
Oh, boy. My baby got a back tuck, but you got the...
No, only you there.
Yeah. I ain't in the gymnastics. I'm not a gymnastics daddy, so I don't know. My daughter.
Hell, when I come on air talking about something other than my baby.
I don't know what to be talking about, sir.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not doing this with you today, Larry.
Well, how you doing, sir? You good?
I'm good, man. How you doing, boy?
I'm good, man. So I had a couple things going on last night. Of course, you know it was our 200th day straight serving the homeless with Black Love Charlotte. So we had a homeless. We had a celebration.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah, you ain't show up. We had a celebration with our Black family. Shout out to Kinderfield. She came out, showed love with us. And everybody else who came out, and shout out to Fatima who donated 200 cupcakes to the cause. Thank you, Fatima. She came out, showed us love. And, you know, yesterday was also the kind of like vigil for my homeboy, Mello the Boss, a.k.a. Melvin. This one hit a little different right here. Yeah, so I had that last night and had the grand opening of the Zooway store. Another black owned business right here in Charlotte. Coffee shop slash clothing store. They opened last night, so he told me to send y'all these masks. Here you go. Come bearing gifts this morning. So make sure y'all represent the city.
Who is it from?
Zooey. You know everybody, you know the Charlotte jackets we have?
Mm-hmm.
And the Charlotte clothing. Like I got some on now. But yeah, so he does that. He's the designer for
Thank you, Zooey.
He opened his own store. So another black business, man, and shout out to the Grinding Grounds, the whatever the name of the coffee shop is. 10 years, but yeah, shout out to them too. Two black men, two businesses doing collaboration. So shout out to them. They're located off Old Statesville Road. So they had the soft opening last night, and then they got the grand opening this morning. So shout out to y'all. All right, so that's what I did, and getting ready for the show this morning. Let's get to it. And I saw this story break last night. Man, listen. There's something wrong with this dude. This dude, Tory Lane. Oh, we're going to tell y'all about him this morning. There's something wrong with him. Yep. Charlotte's plug. Today's, he need prayer. Today's inspirational power word of the morning belongs to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible says, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. It's such a simple verse, but it's like a powerful vitamin pill. We know it benefits us, but it's hard to swallow at times. You mean give thanks in everything? What about when the car breaks down? What about when the promotion goes to someone else? Or when you fail the test at school? Understand, thanks is something we give. We just don't feel thankful. We express it. In everything doesn't mean everything that happens to us is good. But we can be thankful that God is good in all things, in all ways, at all times. And that's why it's God's will for our lives. So today, take your daily vitamin and tell God what you're thankful for. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to...
Ooh, yes, all the way you... Wet out there this morning. It's wet out there, boy. I'm telling you, 61 degrees. Rain has been falling since last night. Be careful out there because you might see some standing water. Don't be trying to go through that standing water. Yeah, you mess around and you be stuck. 75 degrees is your high for the day, and rain is in the forecast. On and off rain is in the forecast all day long. So partly cloudy skies with rain all day long. You know what time it is. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. Go ahead and hit that thing, man. Let's go. Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? All right, 2020. Boy, it is the year we will never forget. But we want to know, which celebrity death has hit you the hardest this year? We've lost Naya Rivera, we've lost Regis Philbin, we've lost Chadwick Boseman, we've lost Kobe Bryant. These are all just a few.
Yeah. Ruth Nader just passed away.
Yes.
John Lewis.
We've lost some pretty big names here in 2020. So we want to know, which celebrity death has hit you the hardest?
Kobe Bryant. You know, the helicopter crash. We were just out there in L.A., so we kind of seen like we had just left
right before it happened. So the area that his plane, his helicopter crashed in, we was just in that area with the baby because we was out there at the baby's Grammy nomination party. And yeah, so but that's not the reason it hit the hardest. Number one, it was because it was Kobe Bryant, and number two, because his daughter was with him. You know, so anytime you involve a child, for me, it's like, ooh, it just hit that much harder. But yeah, Kobe Bryant and his daughter's death hit the hardest for me.
In 2020, the celebrity death that has hit the hardest for me has been Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, yeah. Mr. I was going to say that one, but yeah, I knew. Yeah. Since you asked celebrity, so I wouldn't.
Nah, Mr. Lee is a celebrity.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I agree. Mr. Lee is, I was actually sitting at home the other day just watching Mr. Lee videos and things like that the other day. Mr. Lee is a celebrity death that has hit me the hardest this year.
Yeah, 2020 has been just claiming lives like left and right. It's just been like August was crazy for me. But yeah, how do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B from the ASAP camp. Who you caught up with yesterday, Ms. Jessica?
Yesterday, I was chatting with ASAP Ferg on our Power 98 Instagram page. Really, really dope interview. Played Would You Rather with him, and that was a really good time. I did not know this about his father. I'll go ahead and reveal this, but you got to watch the rest of the interview. His father is the one that designed the Bad Boys logo.
Like for Puffy?
Yes.
Oh, that's what's up.
His father designed the Bad Boys logo and also Andre Harrell's logo. I was like, that's really dope. And so I asked him, I was like, you know, are you also an artist? Like, do you draw?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, I went to school for that and everything. So shout out to ASAP Ferg. He dropped his brand new album today called Floor Seats 2. I was listening to it on the way into work this morning. Really, really dope album. The first song on there is with Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I heard him talking about that.
Love it.
That's why I caught the interview when you was talking about that part. That was interesting.
Check it out. Floor Seats 2, new music from ASAP Ferg. And you all
it's the Nosy
out.
Neighbor News. Quickie.
Man, go ahead.
You could have kept it going. I could have kept it.
No, go ahead. Finish
you
it.
You all can check out the interview on our website, power98fm.com. There you go.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit.
Larry, no I wasn't going to say nothing. Look, the 2020 Billboard Music Awards have announced this year's nominees. Post Malone leads the pack with 16 nominations. His third solo, his third studio album, Hollywood Bleeding, gave fans 5 chart-topping hits. Lil Nas X follows him with 13 nominations, including Top Male Artist, Top Billboard 200 Artist, and Top Hot 100 Artist. Khaled walks away with 12 nominations. He's tying with Eilish?
Yes.
Billie Eilish. I like her. I like her music. It's really dope. Kelly Clarkson will host the 2020 Billboard Music Awards live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles on October 14th at 8 p.m. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Tell that. The name of the song, Bigger Picture, here on Charlotte's Plug.
You know we have Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug, for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know every morning we drop that Madhouse question of the day on y'all. Yesterday, it went ape yesterday. The question went ape yesterday as we was talking about the death of Breonna Taylor. And your thoughts and your feelings. People talked about this all day long everywhere that I went on yesterday. And a lot of the Madhouse questions are like that, you know. You talk about them throughout your day. You talk about them with your friends, with your coworkers, on your Zoom calls. And, yeah, we got another one for y'all today. Another one for y'all to talk about today. Hashtag MHQOTD. What is it today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we are asking you, what celebrity death has hit you the hardest in 2020?
Yeah, and you know, 2020 has been pretty crucial for us as it pertains to the black culture. And for me, you know, I definitely had to say, man, the year opened up. It started off with the death of Kobe Bryant. It started off with the death of Kobe Bryant, and his daughter, Gigi. Man, that was, it was like, damn. And you know what? From that point on, from January on through now, it's just been like death after death after death after death, whether it's in your personal life or whether it was in the celebrity world. For me personally, that's me personally speaking.
I do find myself often being like, dang, Kobe Bryant is dead. Like, I do find myself just sort of catching myself and be like, wow, Kobe Bryant is gone. But I would say for me, the biggest celebrity death of 2020 that has hit me the hardest has been Mr. Lee.
Yeah, Mr. Lee, I mean, that one took me out, you know. Yeah, that was pretty crucial. Yeah.
The one for me is George Floyd.
Yeah.
Well,
he's become a celebrity.
He's become a celebrity.
A household name.
So, I mean, the impact that death had across the world.
Yeah.
I mean, a close second is Kobe. Because I can't, even today, I can't watch Kobe highlights. Because it takes me down. But yeah. George Floyd definitely takes me down every time I think about it.
Somebody, Natural and Chocolate 14 just commented this morning on my Instagram page and said, Pop Smoke. I forgot about Pop Smoke. Mm. Yeah, that's 2020. Woo. Is 2020 not over yet? Can we end? Can you end the year early? Can we just stop in September and just say we're going to just go into 2021? Because 2020, like, whoo. These next 3 months about to be crucial. Well, 2.5 months about to be crucial. Crucial, crucial. How do we tap in on this with Miss Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Malary, at I Am Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
On the way, we got your Madhouse classic throwback is on the way for you. And we got some news about Lil Wayne. It's pot out of here.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse, in the morning. On Power 98.
Going to tap in, and Miss Jessica, you just told them on the Nosy Neighbor News update about Post Malone. He's getting ready for the Billboard Music Awards. How many nominations you say that boy got?
16 nominations.
God. So that's why Sweetie was so excited about getting him on his remix, because he's like that when it comes to, you know, Billboard charts and like that. So, 16 nominations. Speaking of, you know, getting ready for the weekend, today Lil Wayne dropped his Carter 5. You know, the old album, the original album came out in 2018, where he dropped the Carter 5 Deluxe just in time for his birthday. You know, his birthday is Sunday, this Sunday, which is September the 27th. So the original album came out 2018, a day after his birthday. So he went back, you know, the original album has 23 tracks. This one is going to add 10 new songs. He's got Raekwon on this thing. He's got 2 Chainz on there. And, so if you're a Lil Wayne head or a Wainiac, as they call him, go to download that brand new Lil Wayne Carter 5 Deluxe album. So that's right. You're a Lil Wayne fan like that, Jessica? Or not really?
I enjoy Lil Wayne. I'm more of an old Lil Wayne.
You don't like the new?
The new music. He's actually on ASAP Ferg's new album. I believe the song is called No Ceilings. I'm not sure about it. That's sort of what the chorus was.
No Ceilings.
But I'm not sure if that's the exact title of it. He's on there. And there's somebody else on that song. But that's a dope song. I like that one.
He also, Lil Wayne also has a podcast that he does. So shout out to, you know, a lot of celebrities are getting into doing, podcasts and everything. So shout out to him. Fat Joe's podcast is taking off, and DJ Khaled also has a podcast that's taking off. So shout out to all the celebs that are doing that. But, it's funny hearing Lil Wayne do interviews, because we're actually being the interviewer, because Lil Wayne, at the beginning of his career and throughout his career, he's not been one who's liked to be interviewed. He likes to be quiet and to himself. So it's just funny watching him do that and making that transition to the other side of the mic. All right, man. So like I said, it's a big, big celebrity, weekend as far as rappers. Like I said, T.I., Lil Wayne, Will Smith, Trick Daddy, Jeezy, all birthdays this weekend. It's going to be crazy. A lot of stuff going down, not in our city, but down in the ATL is about to be a fool. So if you're headed down there this weekend, I'm going to tell you how to be safe. And if you're headed down there today, you're going to be driving through rain, because this rain is not only covering Charlotte, America, it's also coming through that 85 corridor, which covers us all the way down to the ATL. Coming up inside the Madhouse, right around the corner, we're going to let y'all shine in the 7 o'clock hour.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay. ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
What's up, Queen City? This is Candace. I listen to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse because they keep me laughing in morning traffic, especially when I'd rather be cussing somebody out, okay? It's Power 98.
No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. No, high today. No. High today is going to be right now. 73. Stop laughing at him, Jessica.
Whoa, do not put that on me. I did not laugh at him.
I see you over
I
there
know
smirking.
I did no, not. You take that back right now.
I'm talking about laughing at Burpee, not the man on the phone.
Yes, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Laughing at
Stop
Burpee,
laughing at Burpee.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't you sit up here
it's
and say that
funny.
I was laughing at that man
It's
on
not
the phone.
Funny, Jessica. No blame. Purpose, stop marking the boy on the phone
That's
now.
That's your
thing
forever.
He done called up here 47 times this morning. I told the boy I was going to do a shout out to Amar Johnson, Bill Blass, and Von Bretta, and Jessica, and Purpose, and Nolan Malaire.
Well, you. Nolan
Malaire.
You take that back. I did not laugh at that young man.
I said you was laughing at Purpose.
Oh, okay.
Stop
All right.
laughing at Purpose. All right. It's time to let y'all shine. I'm about to body slam somebody, some people inside the madhouse. Listen, well, this Friday inside the madhouse, man, it's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello? Hello, did you fall asleep? Did you wake up and fall asleep again? Okay, I guess they fell asleep. Okay.
It's good your turn on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you got somebody you need to let shine, baby.
Yes, I want to let my daughter, Ayana Haley, shine.
Okay, what Ayana up to?
What?
She is doing her culinary skills under Anna's Kitchen. Y'all need to check her out.
Okay, okay. A culinary skill.
Power 98, if you trying to let somebody shine this morning, go, baby.
I want to let Veronica Crawford, my wife, shine this morning. I want to give her some rainy day love.
Rain of day love. Ooh, go baby. Go baby with that rain of day love. Okay.
That rain do something to you, boy.
Go baby. Go home and tell your girl. Go baby. Go ahead, Jessica. Who you got?
My name is Jed. I want to let Precious Little shine. And her birthday is today, and my birthday is Monday. Happy birthday to us both.
There it is. Go, baby, for your birthday, baby. Hey.
Thank you.
You welcome. I want to let my partner shine, my man Zeus from Zoo Way Apparel. He had his light grand opening last night, going to have a big grand opening today. And shout out to my folks over there at the Gathering Grounds. They're in the same spot. They're doing big things, man, representing black brothers and black business. Support black business. Shout out to y'all, man. Keep up the good work, man. Letting y'all shine, baby. All right, coming up, Miss Jessica's got it for you. The Nosy Neighbor News dropping at 7:24.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Boy, we got a lot to talk about in the Nosy Neighbor News today. Congratulations to Miss Lizzo. She just received a major accomplishment. The baby is coming back to Charlotte, North Carolina. Got all the details about how you can link up with him. And, of course we're going to be talking about Tory Lanez and what's going on with him. And, let's see. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this question. Bow Wow is celebrating something. What is Bow Wow celebrating?
Bow Wow is celebrating the anniversary of his first album.
Okay.
It's actually what I was thinking of.
You want to go with Larry's answers also?
Yeah, we're just going to do that.
Y'all just going to go the same?
Yeah.
Okay. You can do that in this game. Yeah. You can have the same answer.
Yeah, Bow Wow.
But you're both wrong. Find out what it is coming up next in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
All those...
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, September 25th. After posting that he would be speaking out at 9 p.m. yesterday, fans thought that Tory Lanez would be hopping on Instagram Live to share his side of what happened the night that he allegedly shot Megan Thee Stallion. Well, that didn't happen. Instead, the rapper dropped a 17-song album. On the album, Tory takes shots at J.R. Smith.
No pun.
Team Doll. Shut up, Burpee. J.R. Smith, Dream Doll, Kalani, and JoJo, you know, they removed him from their album. He also talked about his relationship with Megan, saying that they would take secret flights to see each other, and she would lie to her best friend about their relationship. He basically denies shooting Megan on the track Money Over Fallouts and says Megan's team is trying to frame him. And he also talks about having a crush on Kylie Jenner in one of the songs. I'm not listening to this album, but y'all can if y'all want to. DaBaby wants you to vote, baby, vote. The rapper is holding a voter registration drive at his former high school, Vance High School, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's going to go down on Monday, October 5th. There's going to be voter education, entertainment, food trucks, giveaway. It's going to be a great time. So make sure you all mark your calendar for that. All the details for that one are on our website, power98fm.com. Congratulations to Bow Wow. The rapper is a proud papa of a little boy by a woman named Olivia Sky. Fans speculated that Bow Wow was the father after Olivia posted a picture of the baby boy, and many noticed that little boy and Bow Wow look just alike. This is the second child for Bow Wow. Congratulations to him. If you want to see a picture of the little boy, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. You can check it out there. Cardi B launched her OnlyFans account in August, and she is already getting some pretty big checks. A London fan reached out to the rapper and tweeted a screenshot of several $100 transactions, 8 to be exact. The fan asked if $800 was enough to be noticed. Cardi retweeted the tweet and replied, "Hi, baby." The fan isn't the only one that's trying to get Cardi's attention. She said, "My DMs are flooded. I don't actually want to date nobody. I'm so focused on my business that it's crazy."
Get out of there.
Congratulations. He's laughing because he's been in there.
Get out of Cardinal.
She said she don't want to date nobody.
She want the regular guy.
No, she don't.
She's not interested in you. All right. Congratulations.
Can't buy no Maybach.
Congratulations to Lizzo. She is the first plus-size black woman to grace the cover of Vogue. The singer posted the cover on Instagram and said, "I'm the first big black woman on the cover of Vogue magazine. The first black anything feels overdue, but our time has come. To my black girls, if someone like you hasn't done it, be the first." In the issue, she talks about current social issues, the upcoming election, her veganism, and what it's like being a black woman in the music industry. She looks amazing. If you all want to see these pictures, I also have those up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Will Smith, Donald Glover, and T.I. I'm Miss Jessica, girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power. 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and you know what time it is. It's a little bit after 7:40. Actually, 7:41, and it is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Welcome this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad?
That's right, Larry Mad is being brought to you by, yep, we're trying to give you these $3,500 in cash for the holiday season. You need $3,500 to spend on the holiday gifts. Why not wrap up the worst year ever and bring it in on a bright note, or end it on a bright note? You can enter right now at power98fm.com. The contest is going to end midnight on September the 28th, and it's all being brought to you by Boost Mobile. Come on and boost the love, Charlotte. Boost the love. Where is the love? $3,500 go a long way, just in time for the holidays. You know how it goes down. And you know, we the plug. We always trying to hook you up with money, gifts, and prizes. Straight like that. All right. Hashtag Larry Mad. Y'all already know what I'm mad at. You know what I'm mad at. This man, Tory damn Lanez. Okay, so Tory Lanez, let me get this right. You won after the shooting of Megan Thee Stallion, you know, all this stuff went down and Megan has come back. She's admitted that you shot her. Then you sent out these text messages to her. They talked about these text messages that were sent to her that said, you said, you know, I got way too drunk and just one of those nights and blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that. Then you admitted the shooting, and then now you done dropped the album. You done dropped the album. You done dropped the album. Well, not only did you diss Megan Thee Stallion, you diss other black women. You diss Kehlani, and you went on to diss Dream Doll, and then you diss my boy J.R. Smith, and you even put out a song talking about the shooting. And said that Megan Thee Stallion's entourage or her people are trying to frame you, Tory Lanez. I hate Tory Lanez like Burpee hate, what's that lady name? Amanda Seals.
Oh yeah.
I hate Tory Lanez like Burpee hate Amanda Seals. I hate Tory Lanez like Jessica hate Burpee.
Wait,
Jessica, you hate you? Well, I hate Tory Lanez like Jessica hate No Limit Larry.
I never said that either.
No, she told me that.
Yeah, I heard that before. It's all good. It's all good. If Tory Lanez can tell lies, guess what? I can tell lies too, Jessica. I am sick of Tory Lanez. I got a new hashtag. Hashtag arrest the man that shot Megan Thee Stallion. Hashtag arrest the man that shot Megan Thee Stallion. And then you're going to drop this album and drop all this stuff on the day. On the day that we got the verdict. In the case of Breonna Taylor, another black woman that was shot and nobody else is being charged in the shooting death of another black woman. Even though Megan Thee Stallion did not die, she was shot and nobody's been charged in her shooting. Y'all support Tory Lanez. Jessica, you said you can go listen to the album. Like, people can go listen to it, but you're not going to listen to it. I'm definitely not going to listen to it. I hate him. Say it for me, Burpee. I hate him.
I mean, is the song hot?
You get on my nerves. You ain't gonna never support black women.
No Limit Larry!
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what it is inside the madhouse. It's a Friday, and Burpee got that big thing popping on Friday.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignorance is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
You know what, Larry? I know it's shots fired, but today it's Friday, and I'm amped up, man. We done got all the wrong information from Louisville, Kentucky. We done got the wrong information from a certain celebrity. You know, hit the hotkey so I don't cuss. It's a f***ing Friday. F*** up. It's that kind of day today, Larry. And the first person that we putting on this list, Tory Lanez. It's a f***ing Friday. First of all, you done dropped a whole new album. You can't drop new music when you canceled, Tory. Ain't nobody gonna listen to you, Tory. Don't nobody wanna hear what you gotta say, Tory. We don't like you right now, man. You are on everybody's bad list. I almost cussed. But we don't wanna hear nothing from you, Tory. We don't like you, Tory. Hit the hot key.
It's a f***ing Friday.
Shut up, Tory.
You gotta say it like that.
Like that.
Keep your mouth closed, Tory.
You get on my nerves, Tory. Shooting black women, Tory.
In the foot, nonetheless, Tory. It ain't my fault you can't grow past her ankle, Tory. Next, the Attorney General in Louisville, Kentucky. First of all, for you to say that no one was charged in the death, the murder of Breonna Taylor. Man, they shot into somebody else's house. Them people that live next to Breonna Taylor won't even home. And they probably gonna get a check because of the charges, the bogus charges that you brought on this officer. Nobody was charged with manslaughter. Nobody was charged with murder. Nobody was charged with a homicide. Nobody was charged with involuntary manslaughter. And let alone you gonna get in trouble for shooting somebody's walls? I shot your walls and got charges brought on me. Guess what? If I'm the police officer, now I'm pissed off for this dumb charge that you done brought on me. Let him hit the high key.
It's a f***ing Friday.
Oh, he is. He's a Tory.
Everybody's a Tory right now. Daniel Cameron, you don't understand what it means to protect the black woman because you don't even have a black woman. You went off while we were trying to get charges brought on these officers, got engaged, had an engagement party. You too worried about the celebrities, quote unquote, who don't know how y'all live in Kentucky. Shut your ass up and arrest the men that murdered Breonna Taylor.
Tory.
It's a f***ing Friday.
That's all I got.
Tory.
And those were Burpee's thoughts.
Think about it!
What you thought?
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
Rihanna is releasing a men's collection for her Savage Fenty line. Christian Combs is seen in the campaign images modeling some of the pieces. The line is going to launch on October 2nd. It's going to be an 11-piece collection featuring boxers, boxer briefs, trunks, a smoking jacket, and a satin pant styled with monogram print. The prices will range between $12.92 and $69.95. If you all want to see a picture of Christian Combs modeling the boxers, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Y'all want some Savage Fenty?
How much you said that was?
$12.92?
Yeah, about $13 to $70.
Oh, okay. What's the $70? What's the difference?
Probably like the smoking jacket or like the satin pants.
Oh, okay. Like okay.
Those are probably going to cost a little bit.
I thought the drawers was $70.
I paid
$7 for some drawers. They better make me. Never mind. All right.
Lord.
I'm Miss Jessica Lee Rodin. So that's your nosy neighbor news. Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
But we're talking about $70 for some drawers now. Come on now.
I'm not paying $70.
Me neither. That's what I'm saying. $70 better. They better sing that song that we listened to this morning. BRS Cast, go baby! Lola Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Tayana Taylor right there is called Wake Up Love. I like that. She got a little smooth little voice on that thing right there. Tayana Taylor can really sing. She half crazy, but she really can sing.
She ain't half crazy.
What?
Okay, she is.
Yeah, you right. She ain't half crazy. She all the way crazy. Her, you know.
Well, and it's gonna be wrong with her mom. Yeah.
And some people like crazy women. And you know what, though, Burp? It seems like a lot of the crazy women can sing. Like K. Michelle, she crazy. She can sing. You know what I mean?
Keisha Cole,
definitely.
She can't really sing like that.
Okay, I agree. All right, speaking of singing, Burp always say he can make a song out of anything. And you ready to drop your song on the people?
You know you ain't dropping until about 8:40.
No, you're right. We're going to play the one you did last week. What you did last week for the people?
Well, I talked about plank pumps in one of my Burpee Starts last week. And somebody suggested that I make a song about plank pumps.
Plank
pumps. And I did. I did a trap song about plank pumps.
Check it out. You already know. Larry on the beat. Burke can make a song out of anything. Oh, this sound like one of my trap beats I made. We about to get to him. Get to him, Burke. Let's go.
Yeah. 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 Roll to the side. Toot it. Don't lift it too high. We gon' do it in the morning, cause we did it last night. You gettin' these plank pumps.
Oh!
Girl, you finna get these plank pumps.
Oh!
Yeah! Put your hand on your ear and lift from your core. We can do it in the bed or down on the floor.
You know.
Gettin' these plank pumps.
Oh!
Girl, you finna get these plank pumps.
Okay, that was last week's song. Stay tuned. We're going to find out if Burpee's going to go 10 for 10 and make a song out of anything today. Find out what Burpee made a song about. Coming up next is Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad House on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
What's text, text, and title?
It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Mad House, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's the What, Miss Jessica?
Friday Fun Day.
And on Friday Fun Day, Burpee says he can make a song out of anything. Today is his 10th song. We told y'all when we get to 10, we're going to put the album out. We're going to put the make a song
put the album out,
out
baby.
Of anything album out.
SoundCloud rappers.
So, Bert, this song number 10, the people say you're 9 out of, if you do this one today, you'll be 9 out of 10. Right now, you're 8 out of 9.
No, they lied. I'm over here saying 9 out of 9.
I'm just telling you what my people said.
Well, your people don't.
Oh, because you want to be perfect, huh?
No, every
song on the album ain't going to be a hit, bro.
You're right. Some of them is B-sides.
Okay, they said a couple of them was B-side. Well, one of them. They said one of them, not all of them. The rest of them was bangers.
That's okay. It's still going platinum.
It's going double copper. What you got for the people today, Big Dog?
All right, so I couldn't think of a song this week, honestly. Okay. I could not think of anything. It wasn't coming to me, so I went live last night at like 10 o'clock. And I asked the people for some suggestions. And my homeboy, Lauren, out of Greensboro, he said, pass the sticks. Because that's what you say when you get skunked in Madden.
Yeah, pass the stick.
Right,
pass the stick. Or get off the stick, whatever.
Or get off the stick, yeah. Right. So I was like, that new PlayStation 5 finna come out.
Mm-hmm.
So we always talk about what women want and what we want to give them. This is about the fellas. And what we need, ladies, this is what we need from y'all and what we are willing to do for y'all. I made a song about the PlayStation 5 coming out.
Hey, ladies, it's your boy Larry Love, and we got a song for y'all.
Mr. 12 AM.
I'll bust it wide for the PS5. I ain't gonna lie. I really want that PS5.
I want that, baby.
Girl, I'm about to be so nice.
I'm gonna be real nice, baby, I promise.
Whatever you need, won't have to ask twice.
You ain't gotta say it two times.
Like, I'll lay your edges.
Your edges.
So your hair won't stick up.
Mm.
I'll take your braids out.
Wait a minute.
And grease your scalp. If you wanna go out.
Let's go.
Me and the kids will stay home.
Yeah.
I'll even give you the password to my phone.
I'm
bust
you,
it wide for the PS5.
I guess I gotta get him this Grand Theft Auto.
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
How much is NBA 2K?
Bust it wide for the PS5.
You think he might like Fortnite?
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
Bust it open for you, baby. I
need a cougar. Like Miss Hattie. Oh.
Hey, Miss Hattie.
She's the female version of a sugar daddy. Harriet. Won't you hurry up and go get it?
Go get it, baby. I promise I'll be good.
PlayStation, I'll come to you when I ain't got nobody else. I'll see you and I'll put you on the shelf. I want that PlayStation, that Madden and Call of Duty, shaking your booty for that game. Bust it wide for the PS5.
Throw in the extra controller.
Bust it wide for the PS5.
Yeah, a microphone too?
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
A damn game card?
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
Fellas, is she gonna get it?
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you gonna get it for him.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah,
yeah. Huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me the PlayStation.
I don't want to buy this. Alright, I'm gonna get this. Damn.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Tashayana.
Tasha who?
Tasha. Simone.
We call you TT.
Yep, you know that's probably her nickname. That's your nickname?
No, my nickname's Ty.
Oh, nickname Ty. Okay, well, Ty, Ty, Simone, TT, Tashayana. She's playing Black Smart this morning. You know, we're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood, Black Card, all right?
Okay.
What? I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Tashayana, give me three female hood nicknames.
Keisha, Lala, and Nunu.
Keisha,
Lala, and Nunu.
I go with that.
You could have said Ta Ta T T Tashiana.
You could have said anything.
Yeah. You got it. Go ahead, Miss Jessica. What you got for?
All right, telephone. In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie, Coming to America, Eddie Murphy plays a lot of characters, but what was his main character's name?
He was the prince. Prince who?
Prince Amunda.
I know where you was going with it, but that wasn't it.
Oh, you better answer this question right. You better answer this question right.
I know what you was trying to get, but that wasn't it, okay? All right, your third and final question. You get this one correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood Black Card. What you got for it, Bert?
All right, I need you to tell me, what do black people sneak into the movies?
Everything they can fit in their pocket.
You got it, baby. That was it. That was number one F. That was the number one F. People, places,
you.
People, places, and things is what black people sneak into the movies.
I know, right? Anything.
In a damn thing.
Okay, you Black Smart. What is it?
I got to be with that type of name, right?
What is it? We're going to give you the download codes to go see Janelle Monáe's new movie, Antebellum. It started streaming on September 18th. It's out right now. You got to tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Okay.
Black Smart.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what's up, what, Miss Jessica?
Friday Fun Day.
And on a Friday Fun Day, you know we can make a song out of anything with comedian Burpee. Burpee, what you talking about today, big dog?
Hey, man, I could not think of anything all week. I was up last night, went live, and asked the people for their help.
Just tell them what the song about. Good Lord, you got to go into a... whole
shut
soliloquy.
Up, shut up. No, hell no. What the two Negroes be talking?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get my point out.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the song.
It's about a PlayStation 5.
Thank you. All right. Hey, ladies. It's your boy Larry Love. And we got a song for y'all.
Mr. 12 AM.
I'll bust it wide for the PS5. Bust it wide for the PS5. I'll bust it wide for the PS5. I'll bust it wide for the PS5. I really want that PS5.
I want that, baby.
Girl, I'm about to be so nice.
I'm gonna be real nice, baby, I promise.
Whatever you need, won't have to ask twice.
You ain't gotta say it two times.
Like, I'll lay your edges.
Your edges.
So your hair won't stick up. I'll take your braids out.
Wait a minute.
And grease your scalp. If you wanna go out,
let's go.
Me and the kids will stay home.
Yeah,
I'll even give you the password to my phone. Bust it wide for the PS5.
I guess I gotta get him this Grand Theft Auto.
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
How much is NBA 2K?
Bust it wide for the PS5.
You think he might like Fortnite?
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
I'll bust it open for you, baby. I
need
promise.
A cougar. Like Miss Hattie. Oh.
Hey, Miss Hattie.
She's the female version of a sugar daddy. Harriet. Won't you hurry up and go get it?
Go get it, baby. I promise
that
I'll be
PlayStation, good. I'll come to you when I ain't got nobody else. I'll see you, and I'll put you on the shelf. I want that PlayStation, that Madden, and Call of Duty. Shaking your booty for that game. Bust it wide for the PS5.
Throw in the extra controller.
Bust it wide for the PS5.
You need a microphone, too?
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
A damn game card?
I'll bust it wide for the PS5.
Fellas, is she gonna get it?
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you gonna get it for her,
say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me that PlayStation.
I don't want to buy this. Alright, nigga, I'm gonna get this. Damn.
So aggressive.
Hey, Bert, somebody said they're going to get you a PlayStation.
Bert, but how many PS5s you want? We can get you two of them. Ooh.
You know what?
Question, Bert.
First of all, I don't want no PlayStation from you toodles.
You can't be picky.
You can't be picky. You can't be picky.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madden House voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
We dropped that Madden House question of the day on you each and every morning at 6:05. Play responses back at 9:25. Miss Jessica, what was today's question?
Today we wanted to know which celebrity death has hit you the hardest in 2020.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was going in on this one on my page. A lot of people was putting, you know, like people in their family or people in their neighborhoods that was you know, that they consider celebs. Chocolate Diamond said, for me, was Kobe Bryant and his daughter, also Chadwick. Doubly Blessed said, she was sending condolences out to somebody else, my bad. Niecy said, it's way too many to name.
You can still read it, Larry.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't want to read it no more. German Goody said, Chadwick Boseman. Travis Jackson. Y'all know Travis Jackson? He
yes.
said, Kobe Bryant. Shout out to Touche's son, Jeff McGinnis Jr. He said Kobe. I got Kobe all on my timeline. F. Duke said Bill Withers. I forgot Bill Withers passed away. Wow. Wow. And she also, Erica said, my mama and my aunt, TT, they were my celebrities. So shout out to everybody who lost somebody. RIP and condolences to you.
The majority of my list said, said Kobe and Gigi. Lovely Leisha says John Lewis. Miss JLD says, had to relook at the list. John Lewis, Chadwick Boseman, and Kobe. Kobe. My aunt said John Lewis and Ruth Ginsburg. Let's see. Blissful Ideas 0505 says Chadwick, the Black Panther. And Al BZ1 said Chadwick Boseman hit hard, especially finding out what he went through.
My homeboy James said democracy. People better vote.
Thank you.
Pimp Out said Naya Rivera. Revolutionary News.
That was a tough one too. Naya Rivera, knowing that she saved her son. Like she, that just shows you the mother's will. Like, I don't want to talk about it, but that was dope. I mean, that was deep.
Said the deacons in his church and a mother figure. To be honest, there's been so many that I haven't really processed them all. Even with Kobe and Chadwick passing, it was hard to really process the loss in the midst of it all. And I got a lot of Kobe and Chadwick.
Somebody said Nipsey. Nipsey actually passed away last year.
Yeah,
it was last year.
I got somebody said it on my Facebook page. Yeah, and he was like, "Well, that just let you know the impact of it."
Yeah. I mean, hell, 2020 been so crucial. You just never.
It
know.
Also lets us know that you didn't read the question
at all, because I put the year in the question.
But they might, you know, they might have thought, you know, 2020 been so long. I mean, hell, 2020 done felt like 5 years by itself.
What?
All right, man, let's see what this Madhouse voicemail is talking about this morning. 704-227-8780.
704-227-8780. Oh, good morning, Mad Gas Crazy House. The biggest celebrity death that took the toll on me the most was Little Richard. I just missed him. And I mean, if it wasn't for him and Chubby Checker, white people, y'all wouldn't have no music because y'all stole rock and roll. But that's another subject. But anyway, Mr. What the Hell, I'm going to tell you one more time. Like my uncle told me back in the day, he said, Toodle, you keep playing with them little booty boys, you're going to be laying with them booty boys. Keep on going down there. You're a hard head, make a soft, you know what? And he went like, Mr. What the Hell, you keep on playing, you're going to jump that fence, and that's going to be all she wrote. Oh, yank.
Hell, no limit. You hate Tory Lanez like I hate Toodles, old nasty. I hate Toodles more than I hate Donald Trump, and that's a damn shame. But all jokes aside, Charlotte, America, everybody that can hear me, make sure y'all go out to these voter registration drives this weekend and make sure y'all vote. If you're old enough to vote, please vote. Early vote. Take a senior citizen to the poll, early vote people, especially black people. We got to get out and vote like we voted for Barack Obama. We got to vote like we never voted before. We got to vote that orange bastard out the White House, because if not, we in trouble.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, September 25th. After posting that he would be speaking out at 9 p.m. yesterday, fans thought that Tory Lanez would be hopping on Instagram Live to share his side of what happened the night that he allegedly shot Megan Thee Stallion. Well, that didn't happen. Instead, he dropped a 17-song album. On the album, he takes shots at J.R. Smith, Dream Dog, Kalani, and JoJo. You know, those are the two that removed him from their album. He also talked about his relationship with Megan, saying that he would take, that they would take secret flights to see each other, and that she would lie to her best friend about their relationship. He basically denies shooting Megan on the track Money Over Fallouts, and says that Megan's team is trying to frame him. Tory also talks about having a crush on Kylie Jenner. Now listen, I'm not going to even listen to this album, entertain it, or anything like that, because I just think it's disrespectful that you're trying to profit off of such a nasty situation by dropping music. So I'm not going to add to his streaming numbers behind this. Yeah. Y'all can listen to it, but I'm not going to do that. Now, if you wanted to speak out and, you know, share your story and say what you say, then do it in a way where you don't make a profit off of something that's so negative. I would have listened to that, but no, I'm not going to stream so to add to your numbers.
Not, I don't want to listen to nothing with Tory Lanez in it.
No, I do. I
don't like Tory Lanez no more.
I am interested in hearing what he has to say. There are two sides. There are three sides to every story. Mm. So I am interested in hearing what he has to say about it, seeing if he is going to take accountability, seeing if he does have any remorse. But this ain't it, Tory. This ain't it. This way ain't it. I ain't doing that.
No. Hashtag arrest the man that shot Megan Thee Stallion.
I mean,
yeah.
If the, I don't know. I'm different. I have a different opinion. If the song is hot, the song is hot. Whatever he did with Megan, whatever him and Megan did, whoever shot her needs to be arrested. They need to be held accountable. But if you got a hit song, you got a hit song.
And I'm not going to continue to put money and support and feed into someone that shot an unarmed person. Like, no. And on top of that, it's an unarmed black woman. No, I can easily drop Tory Lanez. That is fine. It's okay.
You still listen to Chris Brown? Yeah, Ike Turner and Tina, they had plenty of fights, but they put out good
Did Chris
music.
Brown come back and make a song about what happened with Rihanna?
No.
No.
Or did he show remorse and like, at least try to clean up his, right. his act?
Yeah.
There's a difference. Like, this man is trying to profit off of a horrible situation.
And he keeps saying, he said he did it, then he said he didn't do it, now he did it again. Like, what's the story?
He did it.
Well, they put the text messages out that he said he did it.
Are those
and that's why
confirmed from him.
And that's why I said I wanted to hear right. his side of the story.
Yeah, I'm
because there's so many ways nowadays that people can make up lies about a situation. So yeah, I want to because these text messages have come out and everything like that, and we've heard from Megan. I would like to hear from it, but not in this. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do this with you.
I don't.
Not at all. Not at all, Daystar.
I'm not supposed to put out music, but I'm going to listen.
Daystar, you need to calm down now.
But the thing about it is, if you got a whole Instagram. You could talk to tell what your side of the story. You ain't got to rap and put it out and try to profit off of it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. No. What y'all tell me? You can't tell them how to tell their story.
You right.
That's what y'all say.
But they ain't got to listen. They ain't got to listen to the music neither.
You right. You don't.
Right.
You don't. But you can't be. You can put it on Instagram.
Yeah, I guess I can. You can. I'm just giving you another suggestion on what you can do with your life, Tory.
It's very disgusting that is how he is choosing. There's certain ways that you handle certain situations. Putting music out and trying to profit off of this is not the way to do this.
And then not only on that, you know, I didn't listen, but they're saying that he dissed other females in his records.
Oh yeah, he dissed.
Come on, man.
Dream Doll. He dissed Kalani.
You accused of shooting a woman.
JoJo,
and you was a hoe, bro.
Now, somebody going to be out there and say, oh, Burby support what? No, I'm not supporting what Tory Lanez allegedly did. I'm just talking about the music. That's all I'm strictly talking
However,
about.
However, let me ask you this, because based off of you listening to his music, shows that you, It shows support.
It shows support. It does, because you're going to pray. He's going to profit off of it.
That doesn't mean I'm supporting what he did.
But you're supporting him. So by supporting him,
y'all
in essence, you're supporting
him.
Nope.
You're a lie.
When you heard me listen to R. Kelly?
You done played it in here a couple times, Larry.
Going through songs. Yeah. I don't listen to it in my own time.
Y'all know I'm quick to cancel somebody. I don't even, you know.
But I don't.
Don't mean I supported what he did because I'm listening to the song. What y'all say? We in the culture. This is what we supposed to do.
But you downloaded it.
I ain't downloaded nothing yet.
But I'm saying you said you would, though.
I'm going to listen to it. I'm telling you, I'm going to listen to it to see what he
But that means you got
to
download it. That means he's going to get paid off the stream.
You don't have to download it.
Okay. How you going to get it on your phone?
You need to play it.
Okay.
It's just that all of those ways to listen to it benefit him. Even if you listen to it off of YouTube,
off the stream, if you put it on your phone, title anywhere, it benefits him.
Benefit him, and I'm not gonna let nothing. After you do something as disgusting as this, you trying to reap benefit off of it? Calm down.
And the fact that he's shown no type of remorse at all, like he ain't even said, "Well, this," you know what I mean? No type of remorse, none at all.
I,
agree with everything y'all are saying.
But you do what you do.
I'm going to listen to the music.
Go ahead.
DaBaby wants you to vote, baby, vote. The rapper is holding a voter registration drive at his former high school. Vance High School is going down on Monday, October 5th. There's going to be voter education, entertainment, food trucks, and giveaways. So go ahead and mark your calendar for that. All the details are up on our website, power98fm.com.
And furthermore, about Tori. And furthermore.
About Tori.
About Tori. About Tori. Why would Megan Thee Stallion lie about who shot her? She said he shot me. She said that.
Ain't nobody say she lying. Who said she lying?
Tori did.
Did
he say that?
Yeah.
In his music.
Y'all heard the song?
No, I saw the blog. I read the reports. I didn't listen to the song.
I don't need to listen.
I can read the report of what other people said.
Everybody said they lied. Hell, it took 2 weeks for the whole story to come out. The piece of the story. We don't know.
Megan said the man shot her. Why would she lie about who shot her? She absolutely did.
I believe that he did it. I believe that Tori shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot.
Arrest the man that shot Megan Thee Stallion.
Listen to the song.
So if you, let me ask you this. If you believe that Tori shot Megan Thee Stallion, why are you listening to the music?
Because that's the, number one, that's the business that we're in. Number two, because I'm interested in hearing what he has to say.
Okay. Congratulations to Bow Wow. The rapper is a proud papa of a little boy. He had her by a woman named Olivia Sky. Fans speculated that Bow Wow was the father of Olivia after she posted a picture of the baby boy. And many noticed that they looked alike. If you all want to see a picture of them and judge for yourself, it's up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. This is the second child for Bow Wow. Congratulations to him. Happy birthday to T.I., Donald Glover, and Will Smith. I'm Miss Jessica, Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that's your name.
Miss Jessica who?
I was about to say.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.